Now you're Chichester.
And you come forward.
Yep.
And then just turn. And then just pull the chair between the table and the
So we're by the canal now in Chichester,
right,
aren't we?
Yeah.
Recording this, forget the atmosphere. So by the canal in Chichester, and got the try and go on a canal boat if we can. If we can.
I just find out. Tell me, what would you like to have, Philip? A cappuccino or like a latte?
A latte, please.
And,
yeah.
I'll have a hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate.
If I've got one.
Yeah,
yes,
I would think so.
So we'll continue to boo throughout the day on this same boo, make it easier. But it's our day out. So we're at Chichester. Phil would like to go on a canal barge. So just like in Disney, her husband wants to make her dreams come true. Whether we can, we don't know, do we, darling? But if we can't, I will arrange for you to go on one.
Aww.
We've got like 70 years of baggage to go on tour, so we can.
But we haven't got a canal.
We can arrange the thing or something, you know, we will. Anyway, speak to you all later on today in the Boo Land. So just chilling out. Speak to you all later. And we're now walking on the canal. We've had our coffee and we're just going to walk the canal. Nice day, isn't it, Phil?
Yeah, it's really nice.
Really nice day. Walking along, traffic on the left. Brilliant.
You've got a beautiful, lovely
trees
brick
are there.
Wall running around this development. Flintstone, sort of to make it oldy, worldy looking.
Yeah.
Environment here.
I guess the wetlands as well. Tomorrow's got a nice sense of like the trees and the pine. And
it's so beautiful though. Bird.
Look at the bird. Oh, seagull, Phil. Look at the echo of that.
Yeah, echoes.
That's weird. Be like me when I say now, and I say now, now.
Got a couple of swans here.
There we go. So. Wow, canal. And it smells very fresh, doesn't it, Pete? Actually, like, yeah. It doesn't smell like a canal. You know, when you.
Yeah.
I tell you, so the canal in my area reeks in Wolverhampton. Have you ever come on that with me? Stinks. When I go with Mum to the pub, the Ancap.
Yeah, well, that's what we were saying. They don't normally clean canals.
No, they don't.
They let them sort of go to
waste. Faster like, yeah.
It's nice that this one's kept up.
The boat trip later on.
Back later. Really lovely. You've got balconies.
They're under a tunnel over the motorway. Under the motorway.
Ooh. It's so weird hearing cars above
the head. Yeah, it's recording as we go. It feels like I got half an hour one, but. Cars going right round, it's still on the canal, come on to quite a bit of the canal.
It's really filling, but it's so green here. We have branches overhanging going through. It's really like a tunnel. It's so beautiful here.
Bike?
Yeah, right. Oh, there's a bicycle coming. I just left it.
How are you going?
No problem.
They're clearing or cleaning the canal, so you've got a pot of milk here, probably for their tea. Tea break.
Nice. So where does this canal go to? Like, does it go?
So this canal now goes all the way to Chichester Marina.
Oh, wow.
And that is about, once you get to Chichester Marina, you're probably, if you would take your sailing boat out, it would take you probably an hour, and then you're in the open sea, open waters.
Wow.
So the idea was, when they built these canals, they couldn't bring in the big ships. So they had those big ships anchored. In the Portsmouth area, and then the barges will go out, unload, and then the barges will come into inland.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's the merchandise, you see. So that was the idea.
It was kind of the roadway, wasn't it?
Yeah, you said it. That's right. Because in those days, you didn't have highways and lorries and
Morning.
Tea time. They're having their tea pot.
Enjoy.
Right, your further bowl to the left.
On the left, thing. What's that, Phil?
This is a river.
Hi.
Ah. be laid on the old ears. Smell the fume.
Yeah, I'm baptizing it for my peace and quiet.
Yeah.
Walking away from.
We've got
a
couple of ducks coming up here.
It's great for Lucy out here, eh? Should eat them. Huh?
This is where you take the boat trip later along this canal.
Okay.
Oh wow.
It's a nice trip.
It's been nice air out, wasn't it that?
Yeah.
Even if it is slow, I like it down mad. Like a motorboat would it be, or like a
Yeah, I imagine it would have some sort of an engine in it.
Yeah. And this little boat got a lift as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow. Because they used to pull canal barges by horses, didn't
they?
They
used to, yeah.
You're absolutely right. Well, this would be the truck, you see.
Yeah.
Where the horses would walk. And then the ropes are onto the boat, pulling the boat. Because when you think, looking back how hard it was life for them, eh?
Yeah.
But then they didn't know any other.
We're just going to take a boat trip on the barge now, just standing on the jetty.
Roll your head now.
The engine's there. We're just going to step onto the boat in a second.
We just go there. Right, I just jump. Right. So there's a rail on your line. Yep. One up, that's it. And then turning, and I'll just go ahead of you.
Okay.
Okay, that's a rail. Oh, the gentleman is there. Oops.
Give me a heavy hand.
First step coming. Second. Okay. Put your head right down there.
That's it. One more step to come. That's it.
Wow.
Keep coming. And stop. Now turn around. Go that way a little bit.
That's right. If you sit back, you want to take your backpack off.
Brilliant.
Okay.
Brilliant, thank you very much.
So, all together.
On the boat. Wow.
It's welcome. It's living. This is why it's the beach and they used to live in the place.
Weird, isn't it?
I would absolutely love to go on a canal boat holiday.
Yeah, I know.
Let's see if we can. Hello.
Do they do any of that?
I don't know. We'll have to have a look.
Mind you, that sailing, I would do be great. The Jubilee Sailing Trust as well.
We ought to go yachting at the
Right. Yeah, we ought to, yeah.
Anybody done this trip before?
No.
No, they're on here.
Anybody local?
Yeah, you are.
Bogner.
We know all about it then. How local is local?
Worthing.
Okay, right. Legality out of the way first. If your feet get wet, you're in trouble.
Nice.
Yeah, that's alright.
Well, it means boat sinking. As you've never done this trip before, us two, Alan, that's him, and me, Robin, will show you how to do it. Alright?
Swim.
If the boat sinks, you ain't got a clue what to do. Have you? Let's be honest. Yeah. We know what to do. We'll be the first ones off. Don't worry. We'll be the first ones off.
Nice.
Somebody's going to show you how to do it. Okay? Right, you've got four exits, one through the front window, two side windows, and the door that you came.
That's where you jump then, Phil.
Okay. If you're small enough, you can go through the air vents in
Live.
I'm not going to do the air hostess.
No.
Right, okay, we'll come and give you a chat later.
Okay.
Right, let's go.
One of the doctors that does the research, she actually lives on one of these.
Wow, can she get us on a holiday or something?
I don't know. Perhaps she might take us to see it, I don't know. But she actually lives on one of these.
Wow.
Like, and she cycles. She drives up and down the Oxford Canal.
Okay.
Because if she stays for 2 weeks anywhere, she's more than 2 weeks, she's got to pay council tax.
Oh, right.
She moves. And then, she writes for a boat magazine.
Well, there is a magazine called Waterways, which talking newspapers here. That's probably it.
No, it's called Boating Magazine.
Oh, Boating Magazine.
Shall I take it back?
Yeah,
put
please.
It into mine.
A couple of minutes on the boat and then wait for the cathedral for recording. Ooh. Now, Phil, seriously, I absolutely love the Jubilee Sailing Trust. You have to work the boat, you know, like.
Yeah.
Amazing. But it's a cost, isn't it? I mean, you know, if you want to go on it 1 year, not next year, but
yeah,
but we'll look at it. You know, it's designed for the disabled, so I don't think it'll be a problem. I think you get from Southampton or somewhere, like a port.
Yeah, but
you
know. No, but it depends what length of the cruise you do. You have to fly, enjoy the cruise.
Oh, yeah.
We
could call in one
of these. Look and see if they do canal boat holidays.
Yeah, but is it for the disabled or just in general? Like?
Just for, well, we need someone to steer it.
Yeah.
My dad would come, but my mum wouldn't.
So we're just leaving the jetty and the port is turning, and then we're heading towards Street Marina.
Wow.
We're on the deck of the barge.
Near the water.
The water underneath us, yeah. Look at that.
Just there.
What's that?
Oh, a heron. Yes, there's a heron just going over to the right now.
Ooh, look at the bubbles.
Yeah, he's flying ahead of us.
Ooh.
Lovely big heron.
So cool, Phil.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see.
So that's it. Water's underneath us.
Weird, Phil, because you can sort of feel the movement under here, can't you? More like... And there we go. So a minute or so of that for the recording. These would be good memories to play about these, well.
Stay quiet now.
Can you take pictures, Mr. Swan?
No, we're just recording.
Oh, a bigger one. Sorry.
No, recording the sounds of the
boat.
Water like there.
Super.
Look at that, Phil, like a waterfall sound,
yeah.
In it.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
I never push you away.
I hope not.
Play that back in 50 years.
Right. No, yeah, that was the last words.
There's a big heron on the right.
Wow.
Big bird.
It's like a swan in it, heron, Phil. I think like a
birds
big...
of prey now.
Oh, are they like eagles, kind of? Cathedral.
No, it's fine.
That's fine, keep going. Just recording the environment.
And then we're coming into the private property of the bishop. I just walk you on just a wee bit, just to give you an idea. Now, his house, Bishop's house, is attached to the cathedral. It's got arches. Very old building, lovely long window such, and it's got a curtain wall running around, a huge pine tree, and then grass areas.
Wow.
That's where he actually lives, the bishop of Chichester.
Smells nice as well, Phil, the terrace.
Now turn right, we've got a lovely little park here, which is beautiful landscape with flowers.
Nice and tranquil, isn't it?
Yeah, I just wanted to let you see. This is what we call flintstone, you see?
Uh-huh. Oh, I see.
See, this is how the wall has been built, you see?
Wow.
William, that, all the patterns. That's what we call flint wall or flintstones.
Nice, isn't it, Phil?
Wow. It's taking ages.
Yeah.
So we'll have to do it.
And we walk into the gardens.
In the garden, is it? Wow.
It is so beautiful, the flowers in here. On your right, William, it's a long wall, flint as well, sort of a brick, and then on top the curtain wall. So we just walk in the centre, I am here,
beautiful flowers on the side of us.
Oh,
it is perfectly medium grass.
Yeah.
Now entering the cathedral. Wow. Wow.
So high, isn't it?
So big.
You've got chandeliers, it's beautiful chandeliers off the ceiling. It's very gothic, I guess. Mm. It just kind of have a visit.
Yes.
Do you want to come? I have to leave if I try to explain to you.
Yes, okay.
This gentleman is
just a guy. We're guide, just volunteer. Just people as they come
and explain to them and everything else.
And just show them which way to go around.
Yeah.
Thanks
very much.
All right, you're okay.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
As I said, lots of arches on the side of it. So you turn to the right.
Wow, it's so big.
It's huge.
Up to a little base, mm-hmm. Isn't it? If you lean slightly forward, raise your hand. This is a huge pot.
Wow! Look at that, Phil. Look at that. Oh!
That's the step up there.
Look at that.
That's the pot. It's not beautiful.
You're climbing there, Phil. Look at that. Wow! Oh, wow, there's letters.
Yeah, there's something.
Was it Latin or something?
Yeah, Latin.
Ooh.
But it's beautiful. It's sort of a greenish kind of a stone.
Wow.
That is font. So nice.
Wow. Oh, Phil, can you smell flowers?
Yeah.
And then we've got plaques and
ooh. What's that base about? It's about there. The right side of the outside the cathedral. Just walking around.
And then we've got a shop in here. That's the shopping of St. George.
Wow. Oh, so deep. Big fill, isn't it?
It's huge.
Arches. Just feeling the pillars on the...
Wow, look at the pillars now.
Supporting the arches.
Wow.
They are big.
Yes.
Wow, look at the rivets filling the pillars. Look at the rivets.
Yeah,
I know. Oh.
Look at that.
Oh, wow, look at all the way around. Oh, wow. That's smooth.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, smooth, isn't it?
Yeah.
I tell you what, let's go up to the model first before we process.
Okay.
Because it takes a little bit of time. Gives you then an idea.
Thank you.
There's a unit on the right. I just squeeze it through. Pillar on the left.
And that's our cathedral walk. That ends our day out. We're just finishing off and we're going home to the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Raises arm or hand and points out three fingers. So it's Holy Trinity, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very lovely. It's just a stone marble.
And tomorrow's boo will be the wetlands.
Wow.
Wow. Ooh. Nice.